absolutely, John. There's no doubt about that. And I would say that government needs to commit to a cost of living package. These figures are the latest, I suppose, in a series of reports, those reports by the ERSI, but you would have other organisations coming out as well. The League of Credit Union, for example, when it looks into why people are taking out loans, but also Bernados and I suppose groups and organisations that were working with families in poverty, in difficulty, and who were working at the coalface. Now, the thing about this, I suppose, is, you know, we did have cost of living packages last year. There's no doubt that we need them again this year. This needs to be factored into the budget. I think it's a must. And the reality is that as we approach the autumn and the winter, these figures will only get worse.
Now, the timing of this announcement is significant, to say the least, because we're in the summertime of the year. There's probably, you know, the carbon hikes that have come in won't really be realised until we get into maybe October, November. People are going to be using more electricity as well. So without being an economic expert, you would be led to draw the conclusion that maybe more people are going to fall behind as the months progress.
Absolutely, and I think there's no doubt about that, and that's why I said as we approach the autumn and the winter, this will get worse. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So, you know, I would say that we need to see action here. We need to see a commitment from government with regard to a cost of living package in the budget. There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's a must.
Do you feel economically, when it comes to the makeup of the budget, that they seem to be dismissing any talks of giving, say, supports to companies who are going to be impacted by the tariffs now in the United States? Obviously, farmers will be affected by this as well. Do you feel that an awful lot of that has been let slide by the government? And indeed, it'll be interesting to see what reaction, if any, they give to these figures that Sinn Féin are releasing today.
Well, I suppose at the minute we know that the Oireachtas isn't sitting. So I don't see any immediate reply to these figures. However, I would imagine that they have to be cognizant of them. There's no doubt that they're not aware of them. I mean, they have to be aware of them. The latest report is from the ERSI. I'd imagine that there are officials in the Department of Finance and other departments looking at these figures. So the time for burying their head in the sand around these figures is over. What we now need to see is a commitment to a cost of living package, and we need to see action taken.